the best of the week on Relevant Radio.
I would like to talk about the life-affirming work of pregnancy centers and how they have a key role in the support and care of pregnant women in need. Pregnancy centers help promote the dignity of every human life through compassionate care, education, and support. Listen to part of this powerful testimony from a young mom who was served by the JP2 Life Center in Austin, Texas.
When I found out I was pregnant, it was the year 2016. It was very emotional, and I didn't feel at the time that I had a lot of people that I could trust. And so when I had my first appointment with JP2, they made me feel like family, and they were so supportive, and I just knew that I found my second home. JP2 has helped me in so many ways that I can't explain, but there's so many ways I can. You know, when I needed diapers, formula, or clothes for me or my child, it was just so amazing and surprising that they still wanted to be involved even after I had my child. They were still there. My son is now 4 years old, and you know, they're still very involved with him, and they call me and check up on him and how's he doing. And that's very comforting, because you're just never alone at JP2.
And joining us live from the eternal city of Rome are Tim and Pat Van Dolen, the founders of the John Paul II Life Center in Austin, Texas, and longtime Relevant Radio supporters, to share a great accomplishment as they embark on a new era of support and care for pregnant women in need in Austin, Texas. Tim and Pat, thanks so much for joining us from Bella Roma, as they say in Italy, this morning. It's a joy to be with you.
Great to be with you.
Let's begin with Tim. I just want to congratulate you on the new expansion of the St. John Paul II Life Center with this new acquisition and the move to the Building for Life. Can you share with us what is the mission of the St. John Paul II Life Center?
Absolutely. And what a thrill it is for us to be joining you from Rome, where we're here to really to give thanks to our Lord for helping us and the many people who joined with us in making this new Building for Life possible. But our mission is to help women in their greatest time of need. So many women, when they become pregnant unexpectedly, or even an unwanted pregnancy, they don't know where they're going to go. They don't know how they're going to find help. We receive them without judgment. We receive them with love and compassion. And we help them not only throughout their pregnancy, but up to 3 years after the baby's birth. And so we just believe that motherhood is such a currently unappropriately recognized important thing in our society. And we want to bolster that recognition of the importance of women. And we do that by helping them feel very valued and important and giving them self-confidence so that they can go forward and choose life.
I want to bring in Pat. Pat, can you share a little bit of your perspective on that inspiration to found the St. John Paul II Life Center?
Well, it's been incredible for me. Not only the inspiration of John Paul II, his love of children and young women and young men. And that's one thing that we do, is we educate. We have a curriculum that we've developed through Sophia Press that's in, I think, maybe 500 Catholic schools now, teaching young girls and young men about their bodies and their fertility. And our center also teaches the Creighton method, whether you want to have a baby or not, and how you can do that naturally, which is so important for our environment today, that women understand that they don't have to put chemicals in their body.
Recently, Sean Carney, the CEO of 40 Days for Life, gave your JP2 Center some tremendous accolades. He said, quote, out of all the pregnancy care centers I have worked with nationally and internationally, the JP2 Life Center is the best one. Great praise from one of the true pro-life champions. Obviously, it's so highly regarded by a great pro-life leader like Sean Carney. He sees the tremendous work that is being done. But your center really is unique. I know there's a lot of great work being done by the 3,000 to 4,000 pregnancy centers out there, but you guys have a special approach.
Yes. Well, what makes us very unique is the fact that we have full-time OB-GYNs on staff. So 5 days a week, we have both one male and one female OB-GYN, Drs. Calamariti and Wada, who their patients love them, and they do a tremendous job of providing them with the medical care that they need. And it is that plus our nurse practitioner, Samantha Padilla, who is just wonderful in when the doctors have to go back to the hospital. And so many of these pregnancy help centers are wonderful in the work that they do, but they don't have full-time physicians on staff. And so by having the doctor there all the time, it gives confidence to women who come in that they not only are going to get the care that they need in the medical clinic, they're going to also get the education that they need in the John Paul II Life Center. And so right now with our A Glimpse Inside program, we now have, for that subscription program, some 39 states recognized that have individuals who have taken subscriptions. And we have people doing that in 9 different countries, of course, including the United States. And so it's this combination of care and education that I believe and others also believe that makes us unique in the services that we provide.
Tim, do you feel that having an OBGYN and a nurse on hand at your center is the way of the future, that many, many other pregnancy centers across the country are going to try to follow that mold?
I definitely believe so, John, that this is the wave for the future. We just have to be sure that in our medical schools that we are able to provide them the right protection of their conscience rights and the ability of them to serve women who want to protect life and help bring babies into the world. But definitely that's the wave of the future.
Can you share with us about the need to expand to pursue this new building for life?
Well, what we found is that we have so many women who are coming to us that we weren't able to adequately take care of them because of the need to get a woman in as quickly as we can to see a physician once she believes she's pregnant. And so it was taking us maybe up to 5 weeks before we could get someone in. Well, now with this expanded space, we're going to have an opportunity to add an additional physician. The doctors will be able to collaborate. And it's going to be a wonderful opportunity to take advantage of this. Plus, we're going to add several different specialties like psychological and mental health care. We're going to have some physical therapy added. We're just going to be able to take care of the whole woman with this new additional space. So while we're talking about it being a building for life, it really does protect life of the individual. And that's the thing that we think is so important. And again, a part of our uniqueness is that each woman is treated for what her individual need is. And when they realize that, then they come back and their confidence level is built and they feel wonderful towards having their child and being born.
And Pat, let's talk a little bit about the location of your new building for life, strategically situated right in the heart of Austin's medical district. What a blessing to be in that area, to be able to really help women in crisis that you serve.
Well, that's exactly right, John. And it's so important, first of all, for our doctors to be close to the hospital. So we're about 3 blocks from Seton, Maine. We're on a bus route. So that women that don't have a car, don't have a job, they can use the bus and get to us. And we have plenty of volunteers to help women if they can't get there. We have volunteers that help with rent. We have some nights at our particular parish that restore old cars and help with women that don't have cars. So our whole John Paul II Life Center and Family Center is a God thing. We have seen God at work every time we think, oh, how are we going to do this? Well, God does it.
And you've been blessed with experiencing some really exceptional growth in your new home there at the St. John Paul II Life Center.
I think women are hungry for this. And especially in the society we live in today, that women know inside themselves what they need. And our society preaches against it. So I think it's truly a blessing. And like I said, when we really didn't know how we were going to get the next step done, God provides.
Tim, can you talk about how this Building for Life is bringing hope and real choice to tens of thousands of women and families?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's been a lot of discussion in the media of late about an Alabama case that related to IVF. And it brought to mind to me what we provide at the John Paul II Life Center is not IVF, but we provide a natural way for women to achieve or postpone pregnancy. We have had over 300 women who were told by their prior physician that they could not conceive, that each one of those now has at least one, some up to their third child, all using the natural process of natural procreative technology. And this is something that is much less expensive than IVF. It's something that receives great attention from the physicians, and our staff is able to educate the women who come in and assist them in understanding their own cycle. And so this is a way that really makes us, again, that using that word unique, but certainly so powerful, and it's so important in today's society. Couples want to be able to achieve pregnancy and want to have children. And so this is really a unique way that we're able to help women. And the women, these some 300 women are witnesses to how this is made possible all naturally.
Another aspect that makes the JP2 Life Center unique is its commitment that extends beyond the birth of the child. Pat, can you share your thoughts on this?
Well, most women that come in thinking they're abortion-minded, and we have a state-of-the-art sonogram machine and a big TV. So most of them come in that are abortion-minded, want to know how far along they are. As soon as they see their baby on that big screen TV, it changes everything. And usually they want an abortion because they don't have a choice. They think they don't have a job, they don't have the funds, a family or a boyfriend or a husband or whoever is trying to get them to have the abortion. But once they realize that we help them through all those problems and they're not alone, they choose life. So there's the choice.
Tim, there are many, many stories of how the JP2 Life Center has helped pregnant women in need. Is there one that stands out and comes to mind?
It does. Have one in particular. And this woman came in one day, extremely red-faced. And she said, I just need a sonogram. I have to see how far along I am so I can know how much it's going to cost me to have the abortion at Planned Parenthood. So they gave her the sonogram. They said, now just relax, and the doctor will be in a minute. So the doctor comes in. He says, oh, yes, you have a beautiful little baby girl. He said, just one problem. Her organs are growing outside of her stomach. And just as soon as she's born, we'll have to take her to the Dell Children's Hospital. She'll be operated upon, and it's going to all be fine. And when that was said, that red skin turned almost snow white. And she looked up at the doctor and she said, doctor, I can't have an abortion. My baby needs me. And so here in 1 second, she was thinking she'd have an abortion. And once she realized that she was important to that child's life, she chose life. And that's just one of the kind of amazing stories that happen there at the John Paul II Life Center.
Powerful, powerful testimony. Pat, real briefly, your thoughts on the direction going forward, the future of the St. John Paul II Life Center.
Well, with the help of God's hand and people's prayers and treasure, we can keep doing this and make it even bigger. But we want other people that want to start a center like ours, we want them to know that they don't have to invent it themselves. We're glad to help them, tell them how to do it. You know, God knows how big this will get. Oh, we have these wonderful visions, but we know we're doing the right thing.
Well, I really appreciate both of you being on with us. Real quick, Tim, where can our listeners learn more about the JP2 Life Center?
Well, please go to our website, jpiilifecenter.org, and look us up and learn more about what we're doing, because it's extremely important that you know all the things that we can do. And as Pat said, we want to help. We want to help you if you're interested in forming a center or helping grow the one you already have. Let us share things and work together, and that's the way we'll support life and bring more children into this world.
Well, God bless the two of you, Tim and Pat. Thank you so much for spending some time with us from Rome.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you, too. Tim and Pat Von Dolan, the founders of the John Paul II Life Center in Austin, Texas. Like what you just heard? Share it with your family and friends. And thanks for listening.